Like,
it was awesome. Get back here and get the groove and get the timing back. You know, you laid off 2 or 3 days, but the guys came out and worked hard. Speed of practice was good. Execution was fairly good for the first day. I was very pleased.
What did you know, when did you all start ball practice?
We started, I don't remember, we had 9 practices before we left. We went nine days.
What's been the biggest thing that's jumped out in the first 9 practices?
Well, I think, first of all, they want to be here. They've practiced hard. There's been an intensity. There hadn't been a drop-off, you know, and saying it's a bowl game, it's not as important. The young guys, I think it's funny how the young guys back to getting reps now. You can see how much some of those freshmen have grown, even the guys that you redshirted. Because the first 4 practices, we just went back to camp practice. How much more they knew, and you started to see, you know, why you recruited them and all the things that went on. They did a really good job.
Brad,
but I think just the excitement of wanting to be in a bowl game.
Olin and those guys. So
how does the redshirt rule change the way that you go about prepping for a bowl game?
Well, it doesn't change the way you prep. I mean, because we're going to always prep the same way. But,
right.
You know, depending on where your game, how many games you got left in a guy and what he can do and what he can't do, if he could help you now.
Are there any guys that you anticipate?
There are. We got a list that possibly could. I don't want to say that right now until we finish up the game plan, but it possibly could.
Yeah. I saw OT wasn't dressed out today. What's going
on? He had a surgery on his wrist.
Okay, so is he going to play?
Most likely, I doubt it. He had a surgery on his wrist. They did late and thought he needed to get some things cleaned up.
Who ends up stepping in that spot? Buddy?
Yeah, Buddy.
Okay. You know, I mean, what are your thoughts on surviving the year with as many linebackers as you did? It seems like.
I thought we were very smart on how we practiced and how we did things, but also I think it was a testament to their toughness, their endurance, and how they played, and a little bit of luck on top of that.
Yeah, you know, is this a?
Well, we still lost a couple though.
Right,
we still lost Hines and some of those, and Buddy for a little while. Remember, Buddy was banged up and all of.
But it still seemed like you were able to survive the.
We did. We did. Yeah. I don't want to do that all again.
Right. You know,
good, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jimbo. The 7 overtime game. You surprised in any way the public fallout? The ESPN making that the best regular season game of the interest in that, and the Gator Bowl president told me that played a large part into you guys.
No, without a doubt. I mean, you go watch that team. You're talking about 2 top 25 teams in the country. You're talking about a great environment and atmosphere, and they were top 7. I mean, they had beaten Georgia and everybody else. I mean, that was a great football game in the SEC. If you couldn't like that football game, you don't like football. I mean, that had about everything in it possible, and it was just one of those iconic games.
What did the training room look like the next day? I mean, were there a lot
we
of
were healthy.
Nope. Cramps or
we were healthy. Like we didn't cramp up. We didn't heal up. Our guys, like they said, we could have won another 4 or 5 overtimes, coach. We felt good. I mean, they were tired, but the conditioning and the way we practiced, they felt very good, and we weren't banged up at all.
You know, this is it's a transfer season now. A lot of guys are getting in the portal. Has anybody come up to you and said, hey, we're going in? Any anticipated guys in the portal?
Not yet, nobody that has done it that we didn't already know about from before. So shouldn't be. If I told you exactly all the information on that, I'd be lying to you right now. I don't have it straight in my head right now.
Do you know?
I'm sure there'll be some guys. Possibly. That's just the nature of the beast today in our world.
I'm sure one of the big things will be is what Nick's long term future is going to be. I mean, what kind of conversations have you had with him?
We've had a few, and I anticipate him being back at spring practice.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kimo got in here late, but how about just being here in Jacksonville, first time in a long, long
it
time
has been.
For this program?
Yeah, the long time been over since 1957. I mean, that's an amazing time. And my last time, I was over here, I guess, in 2009 was the last time I was over here. It's a great game. Great, the city's great. I mean, I know knowing the city and the game and what Rick and him do with the game, it's tremendous. And it's a great opportunity for us. And another thing to even help brand ourselves nationally. It's another part of the country that we need to be seen in.
That 09 game was special around here. What was that like for you being there?
It was iconic. I mean, being able to remember getting off the bus and seeing all the ex-players there for Coach Bowden and what he meant. And to me, that's what coaching is. I mean, all the people you touch in lives, it's winning and losing, but how many people you developed. And there was not a greater gentleman in all of football ever than Coach Bowden. And I was nervous early. Remember, we were down 14-3. They scored the first 2 drives, and we got it under control and come back and played. Had a young – remember playing with a freshman quarterback. EJ was a true freshman quarterback, was playing in that game, a redshirt freshman. And it was a great game to win and send Coach Bowden out the right way. And also Mickey Andrews. That was Mickey's last game, too. So it was great to send those 2 iconic guys out.
We haven't talked to you in quite a while. How has the acclimation process been? How is it?
Been really good. I mean, the people there have been wonderful. It's a tremendous university. It's tremendous. The people, the academics, their commitment to what we're trying to do. It's just an outstanding place. I'm very blessed to be there and feel very comfortable.
Jim, how much of an easier transition offensively with this team to have a guy like Trayvon Williams, who you knew was a proven commodity and was going to durable, was going to do what he did?
Well, I mean, to say that, but to go into 1,500, you don't know that. I mean, he did an outstanding job. And like I say, we ended up 20th in the country in offense here, and we were top 20. And for these guys to be the first year of it, I think is a commitment to how dedicated they are, how tough they are, and how much they wanted to learn, how eager they are to play. This team has had a tremendous attitude. I mean, when you're bringing new things in, it takes a while to adjust. But their attitude, work ethic, demeanor, and who they are as people is second to none. And I think that was a big part of it. Trayvon being able to run for 1,500 yards, I think it was third in the country, and do it in the SEC. That's a heck of a year, buddy. That's a heck of a year.
A couple more for Coach. We got players for you.
Coach, understand Otaro is hurt, may not be able to play. If that's the case, what?
Buddy Johnson.
Mm-hmm. How big a loss will that be?
It's a loss. I mean, Buddy's played well. That's injuries are part of football. But saying that, Locke is a very good player and had a very good year for us. So, our team has always adjusted throughout the year.
Has this installation of this your program this year been rejuvenating at all to you in terms of all the newness that you just talked about?
Well, I think anytime you go and you bringing it to someone who hasn't known it, I think it's always rejuvenating because it makes you have to go back to some things that you didn't always have to do for years and years and get to the grassroots of it, which is also very good as a coach.